was good. That was pretty good. I learned that on the spot. So.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yes.
Strange character.
Oh, it's just from the get-go, man. There's not even going to be any characters for a while. You're just getting weirdness.
Should we get all your beers?
Yes, yeah. Everybody should have a full beer. Everybody should have a full beer and then whatever they have before them. Everybody should have adequate funds for a while.
So how many beers we need? Four?
I'd say near two. Maybe
near
three.
That's a 1.7.
Like near, if you have an open one, and then maybe one or two more. At least you know one.
Square root of three, get that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like you know, a couple of open ones you haven't touched, and your current one. That's what I meant to say. Two and a spare.
I love this. Yeah. I love this. Somerville, Mass.
Somerville, Mass.
Embodying an acceptable form the valuable properties of a ginger root.
In acceptable
caramel
form?
Caramel color added.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it said 50% glycol. 50% alcohol.
Okay, who's
getting
the other one? Wait, somebody say bring three?
I did. I advise you to do that.
Which I should need another one.
That's all right.
Jim's got a bottle.
Oh, you're drinking that?
So he's all right.
I got ice cream. All
right.
Or Sprite. I don't know if that would
help. I want to smell this. Let's put this. I'm going to smell it. I'll see what it's like.
Oh, you haven't even cracked it open yet.
It's pretty generally made. There's no such animal as 100 proof ginger red.
It sounds good.
Balance.
That? I'm not getting drinking, huh?
Grr. It sounds good, like gingerbread. It sounds real sweet. It's really sweet.
Yeah, he's reborn. He's reborn.
What?
Offering?
No, I'm good with the beer.
Give it a shot. Let's try a little.
Ooh, I know why you made a face, man. Oh, that's a harsh. Ooh. Oh man. Oh, that's it tastes
but,
like. Oh man, that's weird. That's weird. It's like fermented sewer water.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the taste is even worse. The taste is even worse. Yeah, the taste is even. You think the smell is bad, man? You should get into the taste, or rather, I don't advise you get into the taste. Though it's kind of attractive after a while, you know. Once you get over that first, you know.
With the Korean food, ginger brandy, and good friends, and everything.
Everything.
All right. I always go into my space.
All right, you go into your space. All right. Oh, I'm supposed to read. I was waiting for him to read. You know him.
Him.
Yeah. The other guy that reads my stuff. I figure it was his turn. It wasn't. Okay. He always weasels out of it. Can I do this? Or would that be too loud?
If you want to, but it's going to pick up fine if it's just sitting there.
Yes, but I feel more loungy this
way. Like Morris is
dead. Yeah. Well, I was thinking like Sinatra. Why? Because you like.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Well, you know. I guess you're right.
The shirt's kind of tie-dyed out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
All right, new period, a new fiction. This story is in progress, and it's going to cut off in almost mid-sentence, because that's up to the point that I've worked on it. Jerry, could you give me a sense of how much tape is left on the current, like, side? Is that, like, halfway? All right. Thank you very much. So we'll say about 11:20. All right. Very good. Very good. I got a beer, a watch, and a microphone. New period, a new fiction. I got your watch. I'm taking good care of it. Nobody needs to go anywhere else. We are all, if we only knew it, already there. Aldous Huxley, Island, 1962. Nobody needs to go anywhere else. We are all, if we only knew it, already there. Nobody needs to wear a wrist of named moments. There are no names for moments, for trees, none for human souls either. We are home right now and forever. We move from familiar room to familiar room unceasingly. I know every person, and each of them knows me. How couldn't this be true? Very little separates one from the other. Why do I underestimate our similarities and misunderstand our differences? But this goes so much further. Molecules and supernovas, particles and waves, birch trees and old folk songs, incantations and incandescence. Listen, the universe is shifting right now. My father told me when I was younger and cleaner to pray in the deeps of a crisis to his deceased mother and to God. Said when I'd been a tiny soul and sick, he'd done this, and I wonder how many other times he'd done this. Perhaps when as a young man he'd gone to New York to become a famous singer and hadn't. Perhaps tonight, right now, when we haven't seen each other in years. So I pray that he's alive, that I see him again. For myself, just a succession of black pens, on fire, no more. Nobody needs to go anywhere else. We are all, if we knew it, already there. Let me tell you the news of the world. The wind is tapping the leaves above my head, perhaps whispering small endearments, perhaps rocking each leaf toward a gentler, easier sleep on this muggy night. The sky is a black, worn almost to gray, nay, a single star in view. Under my feet, beneath a little brick, a little cement, earth, soil, live floor, live foundation, starship propelling through black, dotted night. We are there. We are arriving evermore all the time. God above and below. God in the air. All right. God in the continual arriving there, here. A confession. For many weeks now I've been digging myself up and replanting myself elsewhere. Looking for more minutes of sun, more available water, better air currents, better energies. Again and again. I could not grow and I did not stay. My plans for success became more complicated and more foolish. You see, I realized tonight that I never really moved, that I've been here all along. Oh, to be certain, I've been shaking. Leaves, roots, the very stuff I'm planted in. There's a mess around me now. No matter. All will be well. The earth in which I'm rooted is profoundly alive and taking me along as it travels. My pen, too, is quivering, and ready. Time for it to carry on, too. Come again to Zombie Town. Come again to Zombie Town, Carnal Street, Rome Tech Steps, and deeper into my confession. Telling, singing, so much story to come, deeper into my confession. Summertime, and the living's easy, and so's the dying. Listen. In the all-night, full-moon field of burning dew amongst the drums, crackling with new worlds, floating, bonfires and psychedelia, brothers wet and dancing, burning with dew, sisters smiling and dancing, crackling with new worlds, demons dancing too, flinging freakish hand prayers at the peaking bonfires, demons in skirts and further along demons in none, what happened, tell us, do. Poor Soulard died, gone daddy, gone mama, goodbye, near Canada, nearer heaven, listen. We were as incandescent lovers. We went begging for the story. It was now morning. Day later, cigarette butts, full moon gone, we found tired trippers and stained lambs. And janitors, too, motley spangled and congruous, sweeping up old winds, and poor Sular died. We found no body. He was now just our collective dream. Listen. Then a mellow blonde spirit arrived with half a sack of truth, and she said, I didn't know his name, but he left with the full moon. We talked about the truth. He gave what he had left. He told me he was 34, and I saw him leave with the full moon. She said, and we knew. Poor Sular died his own way, left us with an urge to recall last conversations and what was it he had said about God. But listen. We return to his latest friend, exhausted on a Harley, tells us, Sular left me last night to find acid wife and God, took a candle and a bright sprig, took his bag of truth, not much left. I knew he was going to die as he went into the darkness. I knew I couldn't help him find acid wife and God. Poor Sular died while I prayed and waited. Oblada, listen. Another full moon night now, 1,000 Sulards scattered throughout our dreams. Another full moon night, 1,000 laughing Sulards scattered throughout our dreams. Not the least dead. Poor Sular, not the least dead. Not the least dead. Least dead. Listen. He tells us, I was 17 and died. I was 34 and died. Here I am. Tells us, I watched my life burn down in the full moon. Tells us, I want a new sack for new truths. And he leaves us then, laughing, laughter the most dangerous fire of all. He had died, laughing, burning, again and again. Listen. We still see him around. We're waiting for him to come back for us, to us for good. We give him advice while he listens and lights matches. He's laughing again, laughter fat with burning dew. We know he lives again, and we pray for him. Begin incandescence. Begin, chant, begin. Blood of ink, blood of moment, begin. Set words on fire and watch the ink dance. Watch the blood crackle. Trees and certainty. Trees, calmness, fecund green, stars above. Listen more closely. Trees and certainty. I've seen it time and again. My father steered our rattling old yellow station wagon near the mountain road's edge, near the least bit of railing imaginable. Pointed to the sky. There it is, he'd say. No longer the tired 3 jobs and 70 hours a week man. Now he was prophet. Now he shined. His dark eyes focused, calm hunger, on that pinkening sunset, those incandescent clouds. Now the troubles of fathering a brood of broken beings, now the unknowable places his wife once proud and tight, the places this girl had gone, how she'd become the brooding face sitting beside him. Oh, they were all gone as he told us to look at those clouds at that sunset. Can anyone tell me no? Could any drinking man in this anonymous Boston bar tell me no, my father wasn't prophet? Wasn't become pure eye when we sat many years ago, crowded in that old yellow wagon on that mountain road? No, I guess not. Words, weightless, magic. Say again, magic. Under the noise, a secret, truer music. Pages of the wooden night blown churches of words of magic. Say again, magic. Say again, music. Again, music. Blood keeping the body roused to life, alive to need, but blood not enough, blood not philosopher, blood not minister. Push for the noise inside starshine, boy, push for the music embedded in the ether. Are you growling angel enough for the rawness of every moment, for the newly sharpening teeth of now here? Here is glistening readiness, here is spiritus, simulacra, sky, a pressing horizon on all sides filled with empty, burning sepulchres. There is eagerness to help you break through completely, to help you reinvent and reinvent and reinvent and reinvent. What bar? On what street? Can you really prove your claim? Are there witnesses? You ordered one drink, and in minutes you'll be gone. $2.95 plus a quarter tip. Lesser and lesser. Stop deciding you're there, in that anonymous Boston bar, whether or not it's true. It doesn't matter. Your home is well there as the rainy night outside, or any other bar you might find yourself in. But it doesn't matter. What matters is mind in motion, but calm, body tense and tuned sharply to the constant growth and entropy everywhere. soul liquid, restless and fluid. A story coming here soon, I've decided. Now, really, but something else, listen. Something to tell about desire and music, words and magic, the undenoted, the underconfessed, and about home, home manifest in vibrations, light, flesh. Not a story, not a song, but begin. Begin incandescence. Not a train rumbling here, but get on and ride, not a story, but begin, get on and ride, begin incandescence. Neither blue clouds over empty football fields, begin, nor tingling pink-cheeked yesterdays, but pray, begin incandescence, but pray, now, resurrection, now. The desolation trees and their smiling Buddhahoods, empty and invisible, and Bickford's nearby serving, begin, pray, now, begin, serving, pancakes and family fare, desolation trees and their smiling, join in, now, pay attention, here and now, brothers and sisters. Not on a train, passing over a river, rippling diamond moats, blue clouds and Buddha-hooded trees, resurrection now, and thinking, time is my own soul inside my own fist, freedom is what I must enact, love is blood, love unnecessary is, and art speaks all creation in a tall horizonless monologue. And how many horizonless monologues are there right now, today in the thin years? How many thin years are there left before the feast? Are they really thin? Come on, turn on, tune in, drop, new period. Pray for him. Resurrection now. Heal the future. Heal your future. Doors in the sky, are you ready to fly? Every soul, particles and waves, no borders. Say yes finally, won't you? No tears, no time, just sound and light. No holding still, the vibrations won't stop. Dreams, no maps, now, resurrection, join in, let's play harder. Nothing at all, everything at once, here and now, rhythm and lights. New period, kin to empty streets, lined by empty buildings, above which UFOs hover and study, tractor trailers speed along, swerving to avoid the occasional acid dancer. Trees and bushes and mosquitoes and fierce artisan spiders lit up by temporary electrification. Nature will neither rise nor fall, merely oncome continuously. New period. Kin to vast field lit by bonfire, its drummers, its dancers, a romantic but pressing full moon. Naked chests and bare feet, now flutes, now guitars, laser beams on hilltop boulders, full moon. Lookers for acid, God and wife, burning dew, howl. Howl, howl, primal hand claps, drums. We are already there. We are already there. We are already there.
So, Joe, you have your notebook. Does that suggest you wrote recently?
Recently that I wrote last night. You haven't heard.
Oh, excellent.
For kicks.
Yeah.
With the blue playing guitar.
Which I'm done with. Oh, you're done playing guitar?
Yeah.
Really?
And those best for me. By carbonate applesauce lifted to baby's lips. Holy the voice from Switzerland behind the faux marble desk. Holy the pamphlets of Harvard and the pens with printed sides. Holy the Esplanade prowlers breaking back with wild embarcaderos loaded with narcotics and money. Holy, the brass of the elevator handrail still wet with the fingerprints of a lovely blonde. Holy, the carts of bags from the palaces on Newbury. Holy, the travesty going down in the dining room. Holy, the state of affairs. The president is on TV again in my room. Holy, the pleasure of sex illicitly conjured. Holy, the price of rice in Ethiopia. Holy, the Vietnam dead. Holy, the minuscule voices of the masses. Holy him, holy her, holy shit. Holy, the mother of all creation. And holy, the evening as it falls away. Holy, the bars of stolen soap. Holy, extra ice. Holy, 10th floor suite. Holy, the bombs that are getting ready to fall across the ocean. Holy, my warm bed.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
That was good.
That's a weird one, yeah.
You know what, like that? Rick would like that one.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good. I enjoyed that one.
And then Lighthouse.
Yeah, recently I think you're going to get a journal like that. Dude's been working on this for a while.
Yeah. Where it begins is unseen, in the sticky salt of fog. But surely it is tied somehow to the moon, wheeling in cosmically tuned moments on a greased orbit, endlessly flashing and booming into the thrashing wind, booming and flashing, while spinning like the broken half of a crazy clock. Where the man sits, Quasimodo, nameless, bottles of Captain Morgan locked in wicker baskets in the old sea chest, beside the blue drum of silken whale oil. Top cornices rusted shut like the chicken wire meshed between panes of glass, octagonal, keeping out the thrashing winds, his eyes circling around the last clippings of wick, like fallen leaves around his woolen figure and pouches of tobacco, and the lingering sounds of matches lighting his favorite pipe, got from the merchant with no face off the coast of Babylon, where the ships still sail on ghostly riggings through the thrashing winds, and he begins to march like a soul passing through realms, down the spiral staircase, hollowed out like a well, with its ceaseless echoing, flashing, booming, the strain of the center cables, like an elevator shaft, pulling hard through levels. As he circles the sound, made even ghostlier by the air drenched in salt, endless chambers of noise, and down comes the cement sphere, man-made planet from the spinning top, whistling by his ears, as he makes his way further down the belly, his hat flying over his near-deaf ears, clouds of smoke rising in his nostrils, bound for nowhere also, and the globe falls into the blackness of the thumping machine room as he circles around the still running cables down the squared bottom of the blue of the base, almost like a clearer dream of home, and he unlatches the pine door and slips out onto the jetty where there's no sound, no motion at all but that of waves and the first of the seabirds flitting like drowsy scraps of paper over to the crested strand of beach beyond the dunes and into the silence of the foggy moonlight, wet and warmer than last night, telling, he supposes, of the end of winter, or perhaps the beginning of spring.
So, yeah.
That's that.
That's good.
I wanted to read that. Great.
That was great. I like both of those. That one that you wrote last night was great, too. That's just...
Yeah.
Man, you just kick some ass, man.
Cool.
Except that in my story, they've gotten... The three teenagers have gotten a job at a local supermarket in Sunnydale. Okay. Act 3, Scene 1. Interior Bronze. Bronze is the local teenager hangout. Apparently it's like one of those underage, no drinking, overage, you can't drink there, type of bars. So that's more from the focus theme of the TV show. But. Okay, Interior Bronze. Buffy and Willow are sitting at a table. Both are wearing their stop-and-stay uniforms. Buffy takes a long drink from her coffee cup and puts it down. Buffy, hooking up with Oz tonight? It's Willow's boyfriend, Oz. Willow, he's a vampire. He's a werewolf. Which you kind of actually have to know to get the joke. Sorry. Okay, Buffy, hooking up with Oz tonight? Willow, nah, that time of the month. Buffy, full moon? Willow, band practice. Buffy nibbles at a brownie on her plate. Buffy, I will never, ever order the guacamole brownies again. Xander comes up to them. He takes a seat. Xander, how are my two favorite Spice Girls? Brandy Spice and Steaky Spice. Buffy, I'm feeling more like a condiment tonight. Willow, if you were a food, what kind of food would you be? I think I'd be something non-fattening. Buffy, Angel, which is the name of Buffy's ex-boyfriend. Xander, is that angel food or some new squirting device? If it's the latter, I like it. Buffy. No, Angel, as in, look, Angel's over there. Angel walks through the bronze crowd and takes a seat at an empty table. Xander, what's he doing here? I mean, it's not Christmas yet. There's no tree to stick him on top of. Buffy, I'll have to find out. Stay here, guys. Keep my drink warm. Willow, no, it's too dangerous. First last night, now tonight. Buffy, Willow, you have to stay here because it's too dangerous. Look around. All these people. It's a vampire feast day. If Angel is anything funky going down, you two have to get these sheep away from the slaughter. Xander, or die trying. Buffy, if it's in the script. Buffy gets up and walks out of camera shot. Xander and Willow watch her go. Willow, Xander! Xander, she's right, Willow. You know, Ma, I think our little girl's growing up. Buffy approaches his table. Buffy, I've already fought two vampires tonight. One more won't be any problem. In fact, since it's you, it's my pleasure. Angel, just like any primate, you fear what you don't understand and you destroy what you fear. Buffy, fearing you is long past. Angel, good. I see you have other things on your mind. Hanging with the crucifix for the cash register. How is your new job? Trading in one tweed-covered pirate for a corporate one, I see. You should have stayed with Giles, Buffy. At least he gave you your birthday off. Angel leans closer, his voice lowers. Let me guess, you've been empowered. You have been empowered to do exactly what you are told, exactly when you are told, and exactly the way you are told. And don't you look cute in that outfit? But then don't all of you. Especially Willow, she was born to wear that color. That corporate giant is good. It managed to destroy the one thing we still had in common, our individuality. Now you dress like them, you act like them, and soon you will think like them. Buffy, I thought you were pathetic before, but now you're not even worth the fight. Buffy, now you're just being mean. Angel, well, that's what I do, being a monster and all. I commit random acts of evil. I prey on the innocent, the weak, and helpless. I oppress the wounded in spirit, body, and soul. It's what I did to Drusilla so long ago, and I'll do it again. Just being mean? No, I'm just being honest. Speak the truth and shame the devil. Oh, another monster. I have to spend my time in some constructive endeavor. Idle hands of the devil's workshop. Oh, there I go again. Did you ever notice how often nice people refer to evil? Must be a secret wish to be like us. How about you, Buffy? How will you spend eternity? I've done 240 years, and I'll tell you the lonely hours are the longest. Buffy, thanks for that bicentennial minute. Now, isn't it time I slayed you and get back to my mocha latte? Angel, can't tonight, love. I have an appointment. But leave your number, and I'll try to squeeze you in. Buffy. And I'm just going to let you walk out of here? I'm sorry, that selection has been disabled. Please select again. Angel, well, I think I already did. Do you think I came in here alone? How many legions of the undead are scattered about the ground? Pick a number between 1 and 100. Wrong. Buffy, I don't believe you. Angel, well, it's your call. You can go around or two with me, all the time leaving these vapid revelers all alone with my kind of partiers. In the end, you can't save me. You can't save anyone, Pat. Not even your teachers. Angel gets up to leave. Buffy watches him go, then returns to Xander and Willow's table. Xander, dead man's walking. Buffy, I know. He leaves, I leave. Xander, I'm coming too. Buffy, can't. Angel claims to have vampires all around the bronze. Xander, he's buffing you, Buffy. I mean, bluffing you, Buffy. Buffy, we have our roles in this. If you spot one fang, get word to Giles. Willow, what are you going to be doing if we're on stakeout? Buffy, following an angel.
Yeah.